North Korea's decision to suspend uranium enrichment at a major facility and refrain from missile and nuclear tests in exchange for a mountain of critically needed US food aid has received a cautious welcome, as Christopher Wells reports.
The deal was announced simultaneously in Washington and Pyongyang yesterday and follows three rounds of talks between U.S. and North Korean officials in Beijing. Amid hopes that the agreement heralds the start of a new era in relations between North Korea and the international community, White House spokesman Jake Carney described the arrangement as a good first step by North Korea.
This president's policy, this administration's goal, is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and we have been very hard-nosed in pursuing that, and we will continue to be hard-nosed in pursuing that.
The agreement was welcomed by the international community. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he hoped North Korea would move toward a verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague said it was positive news, and the change in North Korean leadership offered a chance for renewed engagement with the international community. The agreement yesterday was only a preliminary step, but a necessary one to restart broader six-nation negotiations that would lay down terms for what the North could get in return for abandoning its nuclear weapons program. I'm Christopher Wells.